From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, welcome to Inside Agriculture. Actually, tobacco use sparked an unexpected fight among Senate appropriators running the fiscal year 2018 USDA-FDA spending bill last week, a fight thought settled years ago. Florida's Marco Rubio complained in committee the Senate USDA-FDA spending bill lacks his proposal to loosen rules for a struggling industry in his state, premium cigars.
I think we all share the goal of reducing underage tobacco use, and it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the 18 years of age. I would further note, however, that in the premium cigar industry, it is abundantly clear that is not a product that neither preys on or seeks to market to or has a problem with underage use.
Now, that argument did not sit well with Illinois' Dick Durbin.
For 8 years, the Food and Drug Administration studied the difference between cigars and cigarettes. Here's what they found. There is no appropriate public health justification to exclude premium cigars from the same regulation as cigarettes. FDA found claims about reduced harm and lower threat to youth, and I'm quoting here, unpersuasive.
Now, Durbin says 40 different cancer and other health groups agreed, but the Senate's number two Democrat argues while the image of smoking a premium cigar sounds good, deregulating them gives the cigar industry a big opening.
You think about thick steaks, Tuscan red wine, silk shirts, pinky rings. Well, let me tell you what this is all about.
Whoa.
They have written a definition of so-called premium cigars, specifically exempting FDA oversight from machine-made cigars, including those that cost as little as a buck. It also would allow flavored cigars to qualify.
Well, sticky sweet, watermelon, wild rush, and even chocolate cigars that Durbin says attract young people. Florida's Rubio countered hand-rolled cigars are not cheap things marketed to teens, but high-end products important to his state and others. Rubio vowed to pursue his effort in negotiations with the House, whose bill includes the relief Rubio is actually looking for. Well, we're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk about what's going on in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Montana. Not that hard. Department of Agriculture, more drought relief. That's next.